This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, the company iRobot will demonstrate new software called UPoint. It's a system designed to control whole teams of robots from a mobile device. Private companies, academic institutions, and governments are dabbling more and more with the idea that our future will be full of robots that can complete all sorts of tasks. Ryan Kahlo is an assistant law professor at the University of Washington, and he thinks all this means we need a federal robotics commission. Professor Kahlo, nice to have you on.
Great to be here.
Definition of robot. Can we come up with that?
I use a kind of as a working definition. I think of the technology as having at least these three components, that it's able to sense the world around it, that it can do some processing of the data that it gets, and then it can act upon the world, the so-called sense-think-act paradigm.
Could my phone be a robot if the phone buzzed or vibrated when it sensed something happening in the room that it was in?
I think of robot as being organized to act upon the world. Vibrating, although I admit that it's on the line a little because, of course, you're moving the world in some way, actually is meant to convey information. You know, but the line is so tenuous, but somebody's got to draw it.
Speaking of Federal Robotics Commission, why do we need one of these?
Well, I don't know that we need a Federal Robotics Commission exactly as I've described it. But what we do need is to start thinking more systematically about robotics law and policy.
Well, something that I feel like government grapples with all the time is that technology really moves faster than government at this point.
Well, I think it's true that technology evolves faster than law, but I don't think it's true that law somehow doesn't have a role. I mean, if we look back at the internet, we made some real smart decisions early on. For instance, we decided that we wouldn't hold platforms like Facebook responsible for what users post on those platforms. And that allowed there to be this open communication system that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
Who would sit on this commission?
You'd have basically technologists. I think one side benefit of a federal robotics commission would be to attract top technological talent to the government. The Department of Transportation was asked by Congress to figure out whether Toyota's sudden acceleration issue was a software glitch. And they didn't have the expertise in-house to do that, and they had to go ask NASA. They literally said to NASA, like, could you take a break from, you know, repairing the space station and putting robots on Mars
and
take a look at
knowledge.
This Toyota for us? It's like click and clack at work at NASA. But you can't do that every time. You know, and the idea of a federal robotics commission is to acknowledge this reality and to have a group of experts whose purpose is to advise other agencies and states and courts and so forth.
Mr. Kahlo, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.